I want to see, there's a route here in front of me, the new route. Oh, this is a route and a half, this route. This route is going to take us indeed along the Lisburn Road and Finnehy, and the route will go along the Lisburn Road and Finnehy and into Andersonstown. Yes, they're heading through Andersonstown. We're talking about the new route for the 12th of July. We're not really. We're talking about the new route for the Belfast Marathon. Donal Lyons, who's one of the organisers, is on the line. Good morning, Donal.
Thank you.
I'm very well indeed, Donal. You're breaking with tradition. You're imposing a new route, or you're introducing, I think is the right word, a new route, but you're totally breaking with tradition by running this race on a Sunday, when most marathons are run on a Sunday. But Donal, this is Northern Ireland, this is Belfast. We're not ready for people running our roads on a Sunday.
I don't think that's the case, Frank. Just to be clear, I'm a councillor on the City Growth and Regeneration Committee in Belfast City Council, and when we have proposals and recommendations for alterations to the marathon yesterday, we kind of endorsed. One of them was moving the race to a Sunday. And the reason we sort of agreed that was a sensible approach was it's both for participants. It gives them an additional day of recovery, the Monday, to kind of to rest up before they have to head back to work. But it's also for the wider sense in that the marathon does attract a huge number of international participants, people who kind of travel to Belfast, particularly to run in the race. And moving it to a Sunday allows them to make a weekend of it. And we've seen in other marathons, when Dublin City Marathon, for example, moved from Monday to a Sunday, they saw an increase of thousands of participants in theirs. So this is moving to a Sunday allows the marathon to grow, allows participants to do it, and allows people who do want to come along and spectate to do that as well. So I think it's a good news story for the city as a whole.
Yeah, you sell it very well, but this is Belfast, and we have a tradition here of the church, some churches, dictating policy in, if not within City Hall, certainly within the hearts and minds of their parishioners and their congregation. And there'll be people who will find it very difficult within their conscience to go and watch the marathon on a Sunday or to participate in the marathon on a Sunday. That would be a complete no-no. So are you slapping those people in the face? Even if we don't understand them, we have to respect those who keep holy the Sabbath day. So we are ostracizing them from participating in what is a very popular attraction.
I respect people who have the faith and hold a Sunday special in that regard. And I know that the organisers of the marathon have engaged in quite a lengthy consultation, and I will continue in that consultation with faith organisations, churches and so forth that happen to be along the route or will be impacted upon the route. I also know that they've been surveying participants for a number of years now, in years gone past, about changes that the runners would like to see to the marathon. And the two big issues that came up time and again was a move to a Sunday, which was hugely popular, and the change of a route. The previous route, it was unfortunately included a few places that were somewhat less inspiring, a few industrial estates, a few motorways or whatever. So having brought in the new route now, which is much more inclusive, goes into South Belfast, West Belfast, North Belfast, as well as East, and ends in the Ormo Park, as it has in previous years. That route is opening it up the city, and I think the move to a Sunday allows for bigger participation.
Yeah, and really what we're saying here, it follows on from our previous conversation as well. The churches have to realise that they no longer have the whip hand. They have lost the pulpit, they've lost the soapbox, and in many ways they're rapidly losing the argument on a whole lot of things that they imposed upon people to keep them restricted down the years, and those shackles have slowly been loosened for decades now, and this is the final shaking off of the chains.
No, Frank, this is a marathon. And I don't think, you know, not all people of faith, not all churches stick very rigidly to a particular doctrine when it comes to the Sundays either, you know. I think this is just a common sense move forward. This is a marathon. It is something that is it's a good news story for the city as a whole. It brings people from all across Belfast, all across the Northern Ireland, and all across the island of Ireland together. It's something which is a hugely impressive sort of act of self will and self discipline. It promotes healthy living. It promotes an active society. I think it raises over £1 million a year for charities. Actually, the participants, you know, the fun runners, the people doing it in costumes or whatever. It's a hugely positive event, and it's been running every year without fail in our city for 35 years, and I think we should encourage and promote it the best way we can.
Did we ever run through Anderson's Town before? We run up the falls, don't we? I've never been in the Belfast Marathon. It's been on the falls for a while, on and off, hasn't it? But we haven't come up by Casement Park and Finnehy Road North. Is that part of the route now?
It is. So my understanding of it is this is the first time that we've gone as far as Finnehy, and as a local councillor for Finnehy, I'm particularly happy about that, to be honest with you. And it's the first time it's gone as far as up on the East End Road. So the main route changes are we start in Stormont and move our way down, I suppose, Newton Arts Road through East Belfast, through the Ormo Park, then the Lisburn Road through Finnehy, Andy Town, Falls, Shankill, and then back to the city centre. And then the final end is back in the Ormo Park again as well. So I think this is the first time that the route has really encapsulated quite a bit of the sort of south and west suburbs. And then it goes up as far as the waterworks in North Belfast as well. So it really is a fair representation and a good circuit of the city, both city centre, but also those sort of inner suburbs as well. So, I'm hoping, I know over the last years we've seen a great kind of reception along the route, particularly the Ormond Park really has a very festive feel to it at the finish line in previous years. And certainly I'm hopeful that with the new route, the sort of streets and roads that it's now additionally taking in, we're going to see that sort of same festive, real event feel about things.
And you're happy enough that the marathon is going to continue to flourish. There had been some question marks over whether or not it could flourish, whether or not it could meet all the obligations and legalities in the future. The marathon is going to go from strength to strength.
I think it is. I think some of the problems or pressures that have been building on it as an event, and that kind of goes into administration, traffic management, and sort of legal obligations. Some of those have been addressed by the amendments we made yesterday. There's a bit more work to do, obviously, in terms of consultation and ensuring that everyone's kind of knows their role and is playing their part. But there's certainly no doubt whatsoever that the marathon is going to prosper and grow over the next couple of years. It started in 1982 with 3,000 participants, and it's been going from strength to strength ever since. So I've no problem at all there.
But who's going to pay for the policing and the marshalling?
Well, so the marathon, Belfast City Marathon Limited, is it's an independent company. It's registered in Companies House and so forth. So they obviously have a source of income through private sponsorship. They have income coming from participants registering, maybe it's for the full marathon, half marathon, relay teams, or fun runs, or whatever. And there will be, there is new changes. You know, every year they do a very comprehensive traffic management plan, which brings in PSNI, brings in roads or Transport NI and the department, and the council itself as well. So with the new route approved, there is further work to do. We need to sit down, work out that traffic management program, and see what the potential impact cost-wise will be there. But they do, the Belfast City Marathon, it's a volunteer-led team, but they've been hugely successful at putting on professional events, and they pull in significant private sector sponsorship. So there is income there, you know.
So you're happy and confident that those who would have been worried that the previous marathon would be the last marathon, that isn't going to happen?
No, I don't think. We haven't seen the last marathon in Belfast. I think the the plans for next year from discussing it with the organisers, discussing it with a couple of other people involved in it are properly ambitious and rightly ambitious. And I think they, you know, the marathon is just, it's a fixed point in the calendar these days, every year. And I know it's not just participants who kind of look forward to it, who count down to it. I bring my kids down to it every year. We kind of stand and cheer on the runners. There's always a kind of really lively, you know, sort of good day out festival atmosphere from spectators as well as participants. So I think some of the problems that had been identified last year, some of the costs in particular, and some of the legal obligations in regards to the cost of closing roads or whatever, they've been mitigated by changing the day. Some of those costs have decreased. There are other factors just looking at traffic management. I mean, we in the council are always very clear that we want to balance, you know, people have different interests, people want to use the streets some different way, and we need to get a good balance between all of that. But certainly Belfast is big enough that we can have a good, thriving, prosperous marathon and keep everyone else interested.
Yeah, but just to be clear, because David Seaton said on this programme and said on others back whenever the last marathon was run that, you know, they would have to pay for the police and it cost £65 an hour, and on a bank holiday Monday it was twice that. And he said last year they had 120 officers, that would be £120,000, and they couldn't take that hit. So that money has to come from somewhere, or is that money no longer going to have to be paid?
No, so what he said there is that it's £65 an hour on a bank holiday Monday. Having moved the marathon to a Sunday now, that charge is lessened somewhat. I don't actually have the figures straight in front of me. But that's part of the rationale to moving it to a Sunday, is that the bank holiday Monday incurred an additional cost from PSNI and other sort of agencies that have to be brought in, ambulance service and various other things. So that's part of the cost-saving measures, is indeed moving to a Sunday. And then, you know, when it comes to the sort of the ticket take or the sponsorship, that will remain the same. So it does lift a bit of pressure.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed, Donal. Good to know the marathon is going to continue and that route sounds exciting. Donal Lyons is the chair of the City Growth and Regeneration Committee. So a cop isn't as expensive on a Sunday as he would be on a bank holiday, or she would be on a bank holiday Monday.